On a windy and rainy Thursday evening, the Lenox Tigers are riders on the storm as they captured an 11-0 win over the Audubon Wheelers in five innings of action. While the score looks like Lenox came out of the gates hot, the game was close until the fifth inning of action. Lenox started off scoring in the top of the first inning, with Dawson Evans coming in to score after initially walking to put the ball game at 1-0. After Audubon wasn't able to score and left two runners stranded, the Tigers sliced into the second inning with three more runs added onto the board, with two batters hit by a pitch and three walks. However, Audubon was able to clean house, only allowing three runs, leaving two on the bases with a 4-0 deficit heading into the bottom of the second. When it came to the third inning, Lenox was held scoreless after the Wheelers were able to make some crucial plays in the ball field. Audubon, unfortunately, would then leave another two runners stranded on the bases to finish out the third inning with no runs on the board. Lenox would only add on a single run in the top of the fourth with a key single by Wiley Brawcaw, who eventually made a few heads-up base-running plays to score the fifth run for Lenox and put the lead at 5-0. The game split open in the top of the fifth inning. Lenox batted around the order and then some after they earned three singles, a double, and three walks. Even with Audubon's pitching change early in the fifth inning to take Schultes out with two outs, they couldn't pull in the third out and end the inning. Audubon would eventually come up to the plate and finish the game with two flyouts and a pickoff move to fall 11-0. Audubon head coach Eric Burkowski noticed that the attitude changed in the fifth, and they need to stay mentally strong moving forward.
I mean, there were times there towards, I think it was the fifth inning when they scored six runs. You could just kind of see their attitude. It's not like they just gave up. It's just like they were frustrated. And that's one of the things I talked about in the after game, is I said, you guys are going to make mistakes, and you got to forget about it and move on. If you keep thinking about the mistake in the field, you strike out or do something like that, and you're in the field, all of a sudden, guess what? The ball's going to come to you, because as a frustrated player, you are a ball magnet. And they're just like, yeah. And then I talked to my two assistants after I said that, and they're like, yeah, you're 100% correct. So I just keep telling them they got to forget about it and move on. And I said, we got for sure four more games next week, so let's work on it there. I mean, hopefully we can come out on top in a couple of them games, or three or four. It'd be nice to get all four, but you just never know.
In the game, Brody Schultes had two strikeouts and 4 2/3 innings pitch, warranting a single alongside Aaron Olson, who are the only two hits on the night for Audubon. For Lenox, Gabe Funk pitched in all five innings while adding a single and walking in the ballgame. Audubon's problem wasn't about making contact. It was about placing those hits in a different direction. The Wheelers only struck out three times, all swinging on strike three. It is now about being able to find the gaps in the defense and take advantage.
I mean, Evan Ohl had two shots up the middle of the night that Gabe Funk made a great play at the pitcher. And then I think, what's the shortstop? I can't even think of his name. Evans made another great play. I mean, and for him, just hitting a ball that hard is great to see right now. And we had a couple other guys that had some good hits that just ride at somebody. And unfortunately, you can't do anything. But if we keep putting a ball in play, they're going to come. Right. So that's a great thing to see.
After the game, Coach Burkowski's advice to his boys was to move past their mistakes and move on to what they can do next to benefit the team.
To just come play relaxed, mentally be tough. You make a mistake, move on. I mean, and I said when I was in school, I was the same exact way. When I struck out, I wanted to hit the bat on the ground. And I said, and then if I make an error on a ground ball, I want to throw my glove on the ground. But I said, one of those things that as the older I've gotten, I don't want to say wiser, but the older I've got, I said, you just got to, unfortunately, you got to forget about it and just move on, because mistakes are going to happen no matter when it happens.
Audubon will play next week on the road against Martinsdale St. Mary's on Monday, starting at 7:15 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.